This week's parsha is the crux of the Dine Mominus, our monetary law. Baba Kama, Baba Metzia, Baba Basra. This is the topics of the mainstay of this week's parsha. And it's amazing. It's the first thing after Ma'amad Har Sinai. And the Torah is not only that, at the end of it all, there's another account, another version of Ma'amad Har Sinai. So between the two different accounts of Ma'amad Har Sinai, the one that's depicted in Parsha Yisro, the one that's depicted at the end of Parshas Mishpatim, we have Seder Nezikin, Dinei Mominus. And you would think that after such a moving experience of, Mamish Hirchin El Yorim Al Tachtoim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put the heavenly spheres superimposed on the lower spheres, and we heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu talk, you have something a little bit more spiritual, went straight to Dine Mominus. Now the truth is, we found this earlier in history, a precursor to this. Avraham Avinu had just gone through a massive transformation. He had Bris Milah, and that already caused a transition. That was the eighth mitzvah in history. Prior to that, he had been like a Ben Noach and had the seven mitzvahs. The eighth mitzvah was a Bris Milah. So now this is now what the covenant that separated him now from the rest of humanity. Mamish parallel to Matan Torah that separated us again from the rest of humanity. And that's why you find that the two run parallel. They're both called Bris, a covenant. Bris Milah and the Torah is called a Bris. Like we say, Uvo Kulam Bebris Yachad, Naseh V'Nishva Amru Ke'echad. And, just like Mila is on the eighth day, Shavuos, the 50th day, ushers in the eighth week. That's it's the same pattern in big. So Avraham Avinu goes through Bris Mila, which is the first of getting, the mitzvahs of the Torah, which is Motzi Michlau B'nei Noach, now to have one of the mitzvahs of the Jewish Torah. And he's recovering from Bris Milah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to visit him. Levakar Sacholet. And so Avraham Avinu says, Vu Yoshev, Yoshav Ksiv. He was sitting, but he wanted to get up. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Shave, right, sit. Vata Siman Lebanecha, this will be a sign. Myself Siman Lebanim, that the Dayanim sit. Elkim Nitzav Baraskel, the Dayanim sit, and I stand in their midst. Amazing things. So Avinu just went through this big transformation of now becoming, to whatever extent the others were Jewish. He was Yotze Mechlau B'nei Noach and getting a mitzvah that belongs to Am Yisrael, an eighth mitzvah. And immediately, a Simen Lebanechav, the idea of the Dayanim. So before we get back to this, we'll point out two more things. On the Pasuk, Vela Mishpatim Asher Tassim Lifneim, the Zohar, Darshan's on Gilgal. Right, this is the place, in Zohar, where the central sugya of the issue of reincarnation comes up over here. So the question is, the Sfarim are baffled by why the Zohar, why the Zohar imposed, superimposed the discussion on Gilgulim, on Eshverim Masher Tassim Bifnehem, by the Dine Mamonot. And one last question that we'll present before we start unraveling this, is that, like in most years, non-leap years, Parshas Mishpatim is also Parshat Shkalim, the supplementary reading, because it's always comes out to be the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Adar, and Rosh Chodesh Adar, Mashmim al Shkalim, we remind Am Yisrael to bring the Machzis HaShekel. Now, of course, there's an obvious common denominator, money, right? Mishpatim, Dinei Mamres, Machzis HaShekel, money. And we'll get into that a little bit deeper, but there's a medrash that in a few different versions in Chazal, that when Haman, offered Achashverosh the money, to buy the right to exterminate the Jewish people, so a basko came out, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Rasha, tanotenet sheli al sheli, Rasha, this is not called business. Business, there has to be an exchange. One guy gives something, and the other guy of him, and the other guy gives something else. Over here, you're exchanging something that belongs to me with something that belongs to me. Liyah kesef, liyah zov, nu mashem, the pasuk says, money belongs to me. And Am Yisrael belongs to me. Kili b'nei Yisrael avodim. So that's not business. You haven't given anything from your side. It's mine and mine. And not only that, then the marriage goes on. V'oid, v'loid, and not only that, elo shekodmu shkaleim l'sheklecha, they gave their machtzis ha-shekel back in the midbar before you gave this money to Achashverosh. And then the marriage ends off. Hado d'chsiv, and this is what it means, be'achad be'adar mashmiy malashkoam. That's why the halacha is that array Rosh Chodesh Adar that should be near, but before Purim, we have to already remind people about the Machtzis HaShekel, even though they don't give the Machtzis HaShekel until later. It just has to be given by Nisan. But Be'echad Barer Mashmir Malashkolim, to the idea of our shekels come before Haman Shkolim. Right, so what is the idea? Our shekels come before his. How does that fit with the first part of the Medrash? The Akharuch says, you're not doing business. Yato no take Shali al Shali. You're trading something that belongs to you, something that belongs to me. The idea is like this. Now, you think about what it means, Hashgacha Pratis. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is in charge and he supervises even the details. Right? So now, the simplest meaning of Hashgacha Pratis is reward and punishment, Schar V'onish. Right? That if you're going to do something bad, he'll respond and he'll punish you. Right? And if you do something good, he will respond and he'll reward you. And so that's that's the most basic level of Hashgacha Pratis that animals don't have, because animals don't have schar v'onesh. Their detailed actions are not rewarded and punished. Right, whatever we do, if it's positive, gets rewarded. If it's negative, it gets punished. Yeah, but that's in the response. In the response. How about as we are doing what we're doing? Is that also b'hashgacha? That's well, you say, well, seemingly, well, we have free will. We have bechira, right? So we have free will. So we're actually doing bishat maaseh at the time of the deed. That's totally up to us, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is his hashgacha is responsive, right? He'll respond to what we did. If you did good, he'll give you a good event. He'll match you good event for good event. You did bad, he'll match you bad event for bad event. But how about toch kedei maaseh? As you're doing the deed, is that Hashgacha Pratis? That's right. So you don't stub your toe unless there was a gzera min hashamayim, but that's onesh. But how about when I did whatever I did, that deserved that response? Was there Hashgacha Pratis over there? Right? Or we say, no, free will. It's bechira. Hashgacha Pratis is just in the response. So the thing is like this. One of the amazing things about money, right, that it's Chazal already pointed out, it's called zuzin. It moves, right? It doesn't stay put. Money, it's zuzin. As the pasuk says by Avraham Avinu, arba mil shekel kesef oiver la socher, says unkus, it gets accepted in all countries. That's the godless of currency, and currency goes round and round, and the best currency is a money that you could take anywhere. Right? Over la socher, and socher means, socher is Russian, what's in Aramaic? Schor. Goes around. Right? There's a financial cycle. There's a financial wheel. Interestingly enough, Chazal's a famous drasha that, that always, give tzedakah, biglal hadavar hazeh, yivarech Hashem, because of that, Hashem will bless you. Now, what is biglal? One of the lashonos of Chazal's biglal is miloshen galgal, right? There's a galgal asovam. You better be nice to someone else when you have money, because there is a wheel of fortune. There's a galgal, right? Like Gilgul, as we're going to explain in a second.
Vinosnu, whatever you give, you give back.
Right? It goes round and round, right? It's not the end of the story, that money's going to go around the world, and it could be that money that you gave tzedakah will come back to you when you need it the most, right? So just remember, so always give tzedakah biglal adavar hazeh, because there's a galgal hasoved, right? There's a wheel of fortune going around the world. That even though people have, in mind, their own benefit, but, there's cause and effect, and there are cycles in life, and that's also Bashgacha Pratis, right? And that's what it means. The idea of Gilgul, in general, means to roll, right? It's a roll. There's a wheel. There's a cycle, right? And, you know, any given lifetime, you have a lot of questions. Why whatever happened to you in life happened to you, right? This lifetime is just one part of the wheel, right? You're not aware of the turn of the wheel beforehand and the turn of the wheel that's going to come afterwards. And that's all bashgacha pratis. So even things that we do out of our free will, particularly when it comes to money, right, that money is going somewhere. Right, so you just made your cheshire, you made your decision, and you don't care anymore where it's going afterwards. But you could be sure it's going somewhere afterwards, and from there somewhere else, and going around in circles. Right? One of the reasons, you know, that a person comes to, comes back begilgul, you know, one of the reasons is to complete what he didn't finish yet. He has to close the circuit. Right. He has to be mashlim. He has to close the circuit. But the Ramchal tells us that as a branch of that, it could be a person comes back not for any sin of his own, right? But right, the world needs him again because his neshama was created with certain talents. The world needs it, so he's back again because the issue came up that he could fix. So they take him out of retirement and they send him back down again, right? To finish the job that his neshama was specially designed to do because that job came up again. Because sometimes some jobs go in cycles, right? And that's Gilgal. So that happens particularly in money. Whatever we do with money, that money goes from you to someone else. And you may not be thinking so deep. You thought you did the first deal with the first guy that came. That's what you think, right? But the Ribbono Shel Olam worked it out that the first guy that you met that offered you the deal is... That's Hashgacha, because Akash wanted the money to go from you to him, right? And he, who he's going to hook up with to do his business dealings, that's also Bashgacha, because Akash wants the money to go from them to there, and from there to there. So it comes out the amazing thing in Dine Mominus, right? In monetary law, is that, even what we do, not just the responses, but even what we're doing, seemingly out of own free will, is being manipulated from above. Because whatever you do is not in a vacuum. It's part of a cycle. And it goes round and round. Right? Whoever you meet up with, the very fact that you were born in this era, right, to interact with the people of this generation, you weren't born in a different era, that's all bashgacha pratis. Even though things that you're doing out of your free will is also being set up and being arranged and being manipulated. You know, the faith they say in the name of the Baal Shem Tov, that the Indian of why they put Gilgulim on Dine Mominus, the Tzar, is that a person goes to Beis Din, and he thinks he's right. But Beis Din paskins against him, and he's all bitter. He says, listen, are you sure that this between you and him is the whole story? The two of you may have lived in an earlier period where you ripped him off, right? So now the Beis Din just put things right, right? Because, setting things right, because, where you are is just part of the story. It's part of the wheel of life. It's just one part of the wheel, and it's all connected, to... what comes after it and what came before it, like a circle. It's all just a part of a circuit that goes to the past and goes to the future. So the gift of Matan Torah, right, and the gift of Bris Milah. So let's start with Bris Milah. So Avraham Avinu, it's not a coincidence. The very first mitzvah that separated Jew from Goy is Bris Milah. What does Bris Milah represent? Having divinity, even in our flesh, right? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not just in heaven. There's, and Kedusha rains down from. You have Kedusha on earth, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved, even in our bodies, right? So that's what it was, by Bris Milah, by Matan Torah. The great Torah was in Shemai. So what? Leave it in heaven. Leave the Torah in heaven. Just teach us what the Torah in heaven says. We have to move the Torah from heaven to earth. Leave it in heaven, right? And just inform us what's written up there. No. Matan Torah was to move Kedusha and Elokus down to earth. That everything that happens on earth should be Bashgacha Pratis, should be Al Pi Din Torah, which means it'll be Bashgacha Pratis. The way the world was before Matan Torah is that Hashgacha Pratis meant that if you did bad, you got punished. You did good, you got rewarded. Once Torah came down to earth, even what you do by your own free will is also Bashgacha Pratis, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is manipulating the circumstances around you that whoever who you're hooking up with, he wants you to hook up with. So as money is not real power, money is on loan from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's giving it to you so it gets to who he wants it to. to get to. And that's the amazing thing, that we have Dine Mominus. That it means that if we conduct all our monetary affairs, I'll pee what it says in the Torah, that means that we with our lives are playing out the script of the Torah. And that everything we do is divine, and even things that we do out of our own free will is connected with Ratzon Hashem. Not just that Ratzon Hashem will respond to what we do, but even what we do toch kedei is also a part of Ratzon Hashem. And this is what Amalek doesn't understand. Amalek doesn't believe in Hashgacha Pratis. And therefore, if you don't believe in Hashgacha Pratis, you think money is power. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, look, this belongs to me, and that belongs to me. Right, you know, it's all from me, and all monetary affairs is a way of me manipulating history. You know, all world events, as they say, money makes the world go round. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls money, he's really controlling the whole world. So even though everyone thinks they're doing by their own free will, but what's actually, the deals that are actually getting done, like a lot of deals don't get done. People, the two partners don't meet up. Whatever deals are actually getting done is all by Hashgacha Pratis. And the Bezdin, doing it al pi din Torah, works out that the money goes where HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it. And even if you lose in Bezdin, you got to know you're just a cog in a much bigger machine. And Am Yisrael was taught that by Machzis HaShekel. Right? That the Indian is, you know, that's what it means, that you know, Am Yisrael understands this truth, that money is not real power. Money is also a means of the Hashgacha to manipulate the world, to turn Galgal, Gilgal. It's a way of the Hashgacha turning world events. Am Yisrael learned that lesson, right, by Machzis HaShekel. What's Machzis HaShekel? Everyone gives half. What's it teaching you? Whatever you see in the business dealing, it's only half the story. It's only half the story. And not only that, what's the rest of the story? So what it says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu a matbea shel esh. Moshe Rabbeinu said, you want money? What should we give? He projected a coin of fire. Now what does that mean, a coin of fire? Why can't you just project an image of the coin you're supposed to give? All right, we're done in a minute. Right? Right? The idea is like this. The coin of fire is the mint, right? The mint that shapes the coin, right, is hot. Otherwise, to make the coin malleable. Right? So now, here's an amazing thing. In a coin, what's raised in the mint is indented. Right? And what in the coin is indented in the mint is raised. Right? The mint, the hot mint, that is an inverse, right, is an inverse of the coin. To teach you that, you know, the way it looks on earth is probably the inverse of the way it looks in heaven, and therefore, the way it happened perfectly fits like a glove, right, and is mashlim the tzipur. So Am Yisrael, we all learned the lesson of how money is all bashgacha pratis, and when Am Yisrael is real with that, we have to be reminded before Purim, mashmim, hear the lesson, that money is a tool of the Hashgacha to turn world events. When you believe that, you are immune to the power of money, and money has no shlita over you.